This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Voters across Gallatin County will weigh in on several issues during the 2025 school elections. Ballots were mailed out on April 18th, with Election Day set for May 6th. Ballots are due in to the Gallatin County Elections Office by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, May 6th. In the Bozeman trustee election, two elementary and high school seats are open, and two candidates, Lauren D. and Sarah Wilson, have filed for those seats and are running unopposed. Also on the Bozeman School District ballot are several levy requests, including an elementary annual general fund operating levy of $250,000, a high school annual general fund operating levy of $240,000, an elementary building reserve levy used to fund roof repairs, maintenance, early literacy classrooms, playground improvements, and other renovations. The new levy would last 6 years for a total of $13.8 million, with an increase of $8.75 annually for a home with an assessed market value of $100,000. In Belgrade, the school district has four open board positions and two general operating levies for the Belgrade School District, $100,000 for the elementary district and $65,000 for the Belgrade High School District. If both levies pass, the total anticipated tax impact for homes valued at $100,000 is $2 a year. In Three Forks, there are three school district levies for the Elementary District General Fund, the High School District General Fund, and for the Three Forks High School Technology Levy. Along with school district elections in Gallatin County, three special districts have ballots before voters: the Big Sky Resort Tax District, the proposed Firelight Meadows County Water and Sewer District, and south of Ennis, the proposed Hebgen Basin Rural Resort Area and Tax District. A star Montana State University football player is again in the pros. The Las Vegas Raiders picked former Montana State University quarterback Tommy Mellott in the sixth round of the NFL draft last Saturday afternoon. Mellott was overall pick number 213 and selected in the sixth round. He's the 32nd Montana native drafted into the National Football League in the first seven rounds of the draft. The Butte High graduate is among other MSU players to be drafted in recent years. In 2022, linebacker Troy Anderson, a Dillon native, went in the second round to the Atlanta Falcons, and linebacker edge rusher Daniel Hardy was drafted to the LA Rams and now plays for the Chicago Bears. Mellott did QB drills at MSU's Pro Day earlier this month, but primarily worked out as a wide receiver and returned punts. NFL scouts see him as a slot wide receiver and returner, and he was listed as a wide receiver in various places. Raiders Director of College Scouting Brandon Juergen said the team views Mellott primarily as a wide receiver, but might play him at returner on kick and punt coverage and at true quarterback. Mellott started at quarterback all four seasons of his MSU career, beginning in the 2021 FCS playoff games. Mellott won the 2024 Walter Payton Award and was the FCS Offensive Player of the Year and the Big Sky Conference Offensive Player of the Year for last year. He helped MSU set a new program record for wins at 15. Two picks after selecting Mellott, the Raiders drafted former North Dakota State quarterback Cam Miller, who finished second to Mellott in the Payton Award voting and led the NDSU Bison to a win over MSU in the FCS title game last season. The Las Vegas Raiders have hired former USC and Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll to be their new head coach. Carroll's reputation for fostering quarterbacks and receivers bodes well for Mellott's continuing success. Now as a pro football player, originally hailing from Butte, Montana, and spotlighted at Montana State University in Bozeman. Congratulations, Tommy Mellott. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.